Yes.
Hey everybody, good afternoon. Thank you for taking time to join us today. As outlined this morning, we sent out a reminder just around the context of today's call. But before we do make a start, I did just want to say a special message to all our sports clubs joining us today from India. Obviously, we're aware of the situation that's happening in India. We've had lots of messages of support from different sports clubs and also support from the club. So we are all thinking of you. If there's anything that you need, you know where we are. We know we're in regular contact on that. But our thoughts are with you all, and we're hoping that everything improves there shortly. So as outlined in my communication earlier today, today's call is very much an opportunity for Billy to talk to you all, to address the letter that was shared. If I can just advise everybody that we have turned the chat function off today, because what we would like to do is collate your feedback via the Sports Club ActionNet. So if you have any feedback that you would like to share following today's call, please can you do so using the Sports Club ActionNet. If you just go to the LFC contact tab and select a new inquiry, you'll be able to raise your feedback on there, and that will allow us to collate all the feedback together into one place. As part of today's call, we have got, joining Billy, we do also have Joe Kirkham, who's our VP of Fan Experience, and Tony Barrett, who is our Club and Supporter Engagement. And they are going to be assisting in the ongoing review of the supporter engagement process. And then also joining us, we do have Drew Crisp, who is our Senior VP of Digital. Drew, giving us a wave there. And Drew will be engaging as we move on in the future more with our supporters club comms, so keen to have Drew on the call as well today. So I am going to hand you over to Billy in just a second. If I can just ask Yumiko, I think you've shared screen, Yumiko. Could you just unshare your screen there? Just so that we can see as many faces as possible, that would be great. If I can just remind everyone, please do stay on mute. It does just help us manage that feedback. And again, one more time, if you do have any feedback, please do share that using the Supporters Club ActionNet. So, Billy, over to you.
Thanks, Jane. And thanks, everybody, for making the time to connect today. As Jane said, we wanted to get something in the diary to discuss the letter that we received, and also to address the Super League situation. So I want to really appreciate everybody having a chance to connect this afternoon. I guess I wanted to do so over video, in keeping with the way that we've engaged since I started my tenure as the CEO. I know we've had a few hangouts in the past, rather than send a letter back. And while I recognize this is not the normal hangout, as we've done, you have my commitment that we're going to continue that process in the future. We absolutely will continue to do hangouts, whether myself or other club reps will join. And I think the other thing that I'm looking forward to is the chance to come and see all of you in person, in the future as we begin to emerge from the limitations of COVID. But in this specific case, as Jane mentioned, this is really just a chance for me to have a confidential call with all of you to address the last couple of weeks, and also to address the points that were raised in the letter that we received. So I guess in regard to the Super League, I wanted to start by acknowledging how difficult this has been for everyone, and that includes each and every one of you and your fellow LLSC members. I know you will have been personally disappointed that LFC was a part of this project. Ultimately, the decision was proved to be a mistake. And I know that everybody will have seen the apology from our principal owner, John Henry. Since the project was abandoned, we've been focused on working through and with all level of stakeholders to move forward. And we recognize, frankly, that that means actions, not words. We've heard that quite a bit, and that's really our focus over the coming weeks. So I know that there's a lot of questions. I really appreciate that. And I have one thing that I just wanted to point to is it's difficult for me to say a lot more on this given the fact that we're navigating through a very complex situation. So there will be further developments, no doubt, as we move forward. But that is our focus now, is moving forward, learning from this, and addressing those issues to improve, ultimately. But I want to just start off by saying that I know that all of you will be, have been very disappointed, and we're certainly aware of that, and disappointed in what's happened with your club over the course of the last few weeks. With regard to the letter, I did want to turn to the three specific points that were raised in the letter. Number one was to request a hangout to address the situation. Number two was the desire to see a comprehensive and transparent review of LFC's approach to supporter consultation and engagement. That includes all key stakeholders, and that includes the OLSCs. And then thirdly was a desire to review how the communications are conducted between the club and the OLSCs. So I guess on the first point, absolutely yes, today is certainly the opportunity to specifically address the issue, and it's one that, as I said, is an ongoing one, and probably will be certainly for the near future. But as I said, more generally, these sessions are really important to me and important to the rest of the club. I know that we've gotten great feedback from all of you in terms of how important these are for you and for the rest of your members. So the hangouts in general will absolutely continue, and you have our word on that. In terms of the second point, with regard to the engagement process and looking at that, and really, I guess, just speaking plainly, that's really where we are right now, is working through that engagement process. So I'm sure everybody will have seen that we met earlier this week with the Supporters Trust, the Spirit of Shankly, to start those conversations. And really, this is about how we look at changes, meaningful changes, to how we engage with supporters, and those constructive conversations are going to continue. You have my word and the word of the rest of the team here, and certainly across the club, that this is something that we're taking incredibly seriously. It's a process that we're working through to ensure that we arrive at the right solution. And I just want to reiterate that certainly all of you are a part of that process, and we very much want to get your feedback. We know, just given the number of people that are on this call right now, is a pretty good indication of how the OLSC group has grown. It's grown dramatically over the course of the last several years. And just to put that into some context, not too long ago, we were at about 120 OLSCs, and we're now at 314. So we know that there's a very wide-ranging level of feedback and thoughts as it relates to how we can continue to engage. So as Jane said, it's incredibly important that you do provide your feedback. I just also wanted to mention that, again, following up on Jane's point, we are joined by both Tony and Joe on the call, who are helping really to lead on this initiative as we move forward. And I guess finally on this point, I want to be clear that ultimately we want a solution which is going to be in the best interests of all supporters and of the club. And we appreciate that there is a wide range of feedback, and we appreciate you submitting that so we can take that into consideration as we help to shape that going forward. And on the third point, with regard to communication, I think there's absolutely an opportunity to address how the communication works between the club and the OLSCs. We're definitely willing to look at that. There are a couple specific points that were made with regard to kind of lack of direction. I know that a number of you will have gotten inbound inquiries from various parties and really didn't have anything to sort of feedback on. And so that's something that, you know, we really want to look at in terms of how we improve that. Again, the network has grown dramatically over the course of the last couple of years, so I think it is right to put a proper review in place, and that was the ask, and we absolutely will do that. And I guess finally on that point, I just want to take a minute to recognize how difficult this has been for Jane and her team. They were caught off guard with regard to this situation. I know that all of you were caught off guard with regard to the situation, and I know there was a lot of frustration with the lack of communications. And I know how highly you all think of Jane and her team. So I wanted to just take a minute to acknowledge that here and now, and frankly, to apologize to her for the position that we put her in, and frankly, for the position that we put all of you in a couple of weeks ago. So I wanted to thank you guys all for jumping on the call today, and to reiterate the point, which is something that I know I've said on the previous Hangouts, that the OLSCs are incredibly important, a huge and unbelievable network and representation of our worldwide fan base. And we absolutely welcome your feedback as we look at this process that we're working through in terms of future engagement. We have had a lot of feedback already over the course of the last couple of weeks, and in particular with regard to the last couple of days. So we are taking all of that into account. And again, Joe and Tony, who are on the call, are pulling all of that together. So we will be following up with further communication as we move forward. And I guess coming back to the point that that we mentioned at the beginning, we absolutely will be getting back to sort of the more typical Hangouts in the weeks ahead. But as Jane said, we did think it was important to address the letter and to address the Super League situation today. And so I wanted to thank you all for taking the time to jump on the call. And we're looking forward to picking up again and connecting soon. So with that, I'll hand it back to Jane.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate that. And, you know, thank you for your time today and taking time out to, you know, obviously address the letter that the sports clubs have come together to submit and send in and share some initial feedback on that. As you said, you know, it's really important that we continue the engagement process, and I'm sure all the sports clubs today are thankful to hear some of that information from you, and keen to continue that engagement process as well with yourself and also with the rest of the club. So thank you everybody who has taken time out to join the call. As I said at the start, we will continue collecting your feedback. Please do continue to share that. We will collate that and make sure that that forms part of our thinking and part of our understanding, so that we can start to work this process forward. We'll make sure that that does get shared on your behalf. And as Billy said, the Sports Club Hangouts will continue. We will continue engaging through that process as well. But if anybody does have anything that they would like to share, then please do log that on the ExtraNet, and we'll make sure that that is logged internally as well. But thank you for today. If there's anything else anybody would like to raise, you know how to do that in the usual format, and we will look forward to connecting with you all again very soon. Thanks, everybody.
Aesthetic.